report, will you believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. Whose report will you believe? Yes, we shall believe the report of the Lord. His report says I am. Hallelujah. We heard this scripture, whose report will you believe, there at Winter Fire? Amen. And I hope it just inspires you. Amen. Believe what the Lord has spoken to you. Believe what God has put in your heart. Amen. Kids, are you ready? All right. That's a Holy Ghost-filled kid right there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Come on, as we sing, March for the Missions. Praise the Lord. Oh, who's report will you believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. Whose report will you believe? Oh, we shall believe the report of the Lord. Yes, his report says I am healed. His report.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm so excited here. I get to be at the pulpit. Woohoo! Praise the Lord. And Luke chapter 22 is where I'd like to turn your attentions. Thank you very much, musicians. Praise the Lord. Luke 22, beginning, or just with verse 19, just one verse. Praise the Lord. And he took bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In remembrance. Very short little title. Amen. Let me speak for just a little while on this subject. In remembrance. Would you pray? Lord, I love you. I thank you. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, for you, God, are altogether worthy and wonderful. And Lord, you're so great. Thank you, Jesus, for the moving of your Spirit, for the infilling, God, of the Holy Ghost. Lord, for the moving of your power, God, for your hand, God, of provision even upon us. Thank you for all, Lord, that you're doing in our lives. In Jesus' precious name. Thank you, Lord. I praise you. Lord, I worship you. I adore you. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. In this service today, I can tell you up front that there are two objectives that I have. One, yes, it's to prepare our church to remember Jesus Christ in a very special service that we will have in March, the 15th. On Wednesday, a communion and foot washing service. Normally, I like to do this type of preaching on a Sunday just before that, but the next two Sundays are taken, so I'm going to do it right now. And you'll be reminded between here and there to remember Jesus. Amen. The very special service that's going to be on Wednesday, March 15, that was one purpose for this subject. The second is to remember Jesus in our lives today. He's not the God of just 2 weeks from now. He's the God of today. Amen. I believe that in this service, God will do something very special in every life that will truly remember him. Amen. If you will remember Jesus, all things are possible. You can have direction for your life. You can have deliverance, provision, healing, repentance, baptism, infilling of the Holy Ghost. Yes, signs, miracles, wonders are at the hand of Jesus Christ. Anything that happened in the book can happen today. Amen. That's the kind of God we serve. Amen. Anything that God has done for anybody at any time, God can do here today in this place. Praise the Lord. If you will remember him. Amen. Luke chapter 1 verse 37. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Amen. For nothing to happen when God is involved, that is impossible. God does matter. Amen. Praise the Lord. We got to remember Jesus. You may say, Pastor, how can we forget Jesus? You know, with a question mark in your eyes, head tilted a little sideways. Well, easily. In fact, most of our world, including Christians, forget about Jesus. I want to say that very distinctly, slowly, clearly. Busy lives become forgetful. Jesus made sure his followers would occasionally remember his body and his blood. He instituted communion. But let me remind us right here about what is happening in the opening text of the scriptures. In Luke 22, verse number 1, now the feast of unleavened bread is drew nigh, which is called the Passover. Do you really understand what that even means? What is the Passover? The tension of the original Passover, it is not a popular story. It is not an enjoyable time. It was a story of slavery. God's people were in slavery. The Jews were in absolute bondage in Egypt. Moses was hid when he was a small child because of a reason. There was full intention to kill all of the boys that were born in the land. All of the Hebrew boys had a death sentence upon them because they were boys. What a cruel world. What a wicked world. Death was intended for all of those Hebrew children, that they would be taken from their mother's arms, thrown into the river. It was a desperate time. The tension of the Lord's Passover. And in our day, it is a similar story. There is much that is wicked in our world today. There is much that is depraved, that is just ungodly in every way. There is so much wickedness in our world today that it is considered normal. Evil and wickedness is not what God wants for his people. In fact, God wants to take us out of that wicked place. God doesn't want us to live in that wicked way. Just as it was then in the time of Jesus and the disciples and the instituting of communion, just as it was in the Lord's day, it is also in our day. Let me just use one name. Judas. The bondage of sin was rampant then. It is now too. The addictions of sin, both places. The guilt of sin. The disgrace of sin. The ugliness of sin. The despair of sin. You see, when our lives are in that worldly normal state of sin, there's chaos. God doesn't want us to live in that chaos. He's calling us out of that world. And he's calling us into his kingdom. He's calling us to trust in him, to remember him. For some, it might seem like there is a perpetual sin. I know that those that are yet in the world and in that normality of chaos and sin in their life, it seems as if that is just always going to be. In fact, to the carnal mind, to those that are truly in the world, it seems like that's how life is. It's perpetually, it just continues from one generation to the next. But God would not leave the praying Israelites in bondage. He did not intend for them to continue living in that place. The same God made and fulfilled a plan to redeem men and women from sin. God manifested himself in flesh and came as a man. God came to solve the sin problem. God manifest in the flesh. Yes, that was Jesus Christ. Incarnate deity with one objection in mind: to save us. The story of Jesus's birth is amazing. It's compelling. It's spectacular. Jesus's miracles here on earth are certainly impressive. Feeding the thousands and healing the sick and calming the seas. Jesus is teaching, love your enemies. They were profound, life-changing. Come out from among them I will receive you. The ultimate story of Jesus Christ, even above all of the amazing, compelling, and wonderful, miraculous things that are found in the Word, the ultimate story is the cross. The story of the cross. Isaiah 53, verse 5, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. I tell you, my God is still the healing God today. He's still what he was then, even now. He will be the healing God forever. Back to the story. Back to the story at the time of Jesus' arrest. As it draws near, he draws his inner circle close unto him. He has things to say unto them. He has things that they need to hear, that they need to learn, that he hopes that they will understand. Luke 22, verse 13. Begin there. And they went and found as he said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. And when the hour was come, he sat down with the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, with desire, I have desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and he gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took bread and gave thanks and break it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. As described, Jesus took the drink. It would have been a single goblet, perhaps, or pitcher. Jesus had the disciples divide what was in the container among themselves. Jesus then transitioned to the unleavened bread. He gave thanks, then he broke a piece off from the bread, and he gave each piece to each one. The unleavened bread, without swelling of sin. It was a symbol. He spoke of my body broken. And that was yet to come. He was breaking the bread in symbolism to what was yet soon to be. Then he said, do this in remembrance of me. Then he turned the cup. He turned to the cup. This cup is the New Testament in my blood. At that time, Jesus hadn't shed any blood. He hadn't died on the cross. But it was to be a symbol of that soon coming payment that Jesus himself would provide. Amen. He was showing them of something that was soon yet to be. Jesus told us to do this in remembrance of him. Could you ever forget Jesus? I'm saying, no. Nobody's going to forget Jesus. The problem is, every one of us forgets. We, you and me, forget. Whether you like it or not, we forget. Our minds decay. The precious bits of data that are in our brain escape us. Especially when life is busy. You got kids? You know what busy is. You got grandkids? You still know what busy is. Life. You have to work a job. You got to fix something in the house. Some repair need to be done. Life happens. And our mind decays. I pray for my father-in-law almost every single day. You see, his mind is slipping away. It could happen to you. It could happen to me. That we would forget things that you never think you'd forget. We forget, perhaps, what Jesus has done for us. We forget where we might be without Jesus in our lives. We forget the price of our salvation. I'm thankful for Pentecost, but the payment was made at Calvary. Forgetfulness is a problem for many of us. We come by it naturally. If you have a good memory today, thank God for that. You may, maybe, sometime in the due course of age, you may lose some of that memory. I've stood at the pulpit with a microphone in my hand and couldn't remember who it was. Brother Dyke stood at the doorway and couldn't remember Brother Barnes' name. No, I know Brother Dyke knows Brother Barnes. He just couldn't find the words. What is that guy's name? It's because for a moment he forgot. There's a little routine we go through at church when everybody leaves and we turn stuff off. You know, we try to remember to turn the lights off. We try to remember to turn the heat down. We try to remember to take the heaters out of the water tank. And we try, you know, there's stuff. It got to the point where, you know, a little while ago, it was very cold, the coldest part of our whole winter. And I thought, I'm going to the church. I came to the church and the heat was on. On Saturday. It'd been on since Wednesday. It'd been on for days. So we put in these electronic thermometers. You know, we try to fix that. So we don't have to forget. Sometimes we come in on Monday night on prayer, and the baptismal water's steaming. Because it's been on for 2 days. Plenty warm. You want to get baptized on Monday night. We forget to take the heaters out. It's not that we mean to. It's not that you intentionally did that. Sometimes, you know, people could just come walking right in the church because we forgot to lock the door. It's not that we meant to. It's because somebody forgot. We come by it naturally. Jesus knew his group would forget. Jesus knows us well also. He knows how quickly we forget. He said, do this in remembrance of me. You don't have to remember all the details of every Bible story. You don't have to know all of the miracles that Jesus did or remember the Sermon on the Mount verbatim. But remember this. Jesus' broken body and the shed blood of Jesus. Forgetfulness happens as we fill our minds with other things. We need pictures or reminders or recordings or notes that speak of God's goodness for us in the past. If you fill your life with other things that may have already begun the process of forgetting the good things of God, if you fill your life with too many things from out there in the world, guess what? You're on your way to forgetting. That's why it's so important that when we come to God, when we have a new birth experience, when God is so good to us that he fills us with his Spirit, he gives us the Holy Ghost, we have this salvation plan now a part of us. We've repented, we've been baptized, we have been filled with the Holy Ghost, and God has changed our life. When that happens, it's important to remember Jesus. And how we remember Jesus is by being involved in his kingdom. By being busy about the things of God. And not so busy about the things in the world. Keeping a picture of your old girlfriend in your wallet is not a good idea if you're married to somebody else. In fact, that would be a very bad thing to do. But people love the things in the world. They get so attached to what they used to do. They get so connected to things that BC, before Christ, that they start to forget the things of God. I don't even remember what those old girlfriends look like. Well, for sure, I don't have no pictures of them anyway. Praise the Lord. The picture of Calvary doesn't fit with the things in the world. Things, money, accomplishments, education, success are not more important than God. Amen. Those who forget Calvary backslide. They forget God. Those who forget stop praying. Those who forget lose their praise. Those who forget have no conversations with Jesus Christ. Jesus said to his intimate associates, to the disciples, do this in remembrance of me. Jesus was really saying, I don't want you to backslide. I don't want you to be lost. I don't want you to lose your praise. I don't want you to stop talking to me. Do this in remembrance of me. When you visit the cemetery, as you're walking past the countless memorials, the gravestones, those memorials have a purpose. They tell you who is there. Dates on that stone. They may say something about that person. The memorial stone is put there to get your attention. Communion is not only a picture, it is a memorial stone. We are to remember who Jesus is. I hope to help you remember just how good God is. God is better to me than I've been to myself. Who God incarnate, God manifest in flesh, Jesus the Christ. Remember who he is. Isaiah 53 verse 5. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Romans 5 verse 8. God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. See the picture of the event. It's an old experience practiced for millennia. They did the Passover remembrance for generations. Each person there had been in many Passover feasts. It was familiar to them. They've seen it before. They had been raised in homes that celebrated the Passover. There was nothing new about this celebration. Jesus is looking at them, the disciples, Thomas, and Andrew, and Judas, James, John, Simon Peter. He knows each of them well. Jesus knew about busy lives. He envisioned the future. He knew the next feast was Pentecost. And he realizes what is about to happen. These men, the disciples, the closest to him, would be distracted both by success and by persecution. And the perils and the problems that was set before them. Jesus knew that even these most intimate followers are likely to forget. If the disciples of Jesus Christ, who walked with him and talked with him, who knew him well, were likely to forget and needed to be reminded, do this in remembrance of me, I think we. Would you stand with me? I believe we should remember Jesus. Amen. Would you lift your hands with me, musicians? Would you come? Would you lift your hands and would you give him praise right now? And in the closing few moments of this service, would you take time even now to remember who Jesus is? He is the Almighty God. He's the worthy one. He's the one that makes salvation possible. If you've not been baptized, you could be baptized today. If you need healing, if you need help, if you need direction, you can have all that today when you remember Jesus. Would you join me? I'd like to open this altar. I'd like to ask you to lift your hands and lift your voice and join us as we sing and magnify the Lord, as we give praise unto God. Would you do it right now? Would you remember
Made
Him?
Made of wood, built by man, there it stood, salvation's plan, Adam's fall, and my own sin, it was all placed on Him. Without the cross, I would not know redeeming love that sought my soul. Without the blood, where would I be? I would be lost. Adam's fall and my own sin, yes, it was all placed on Him. Oh, without the cross, I would not know my life to Jesus. Christ for all he gave to me without the cross. I would not know. Glory, God. Thank you, Jesus, for the cross, God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Without the cross, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God, I give you glory, honor, and praise, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I worship you, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. I'm just reminded of that message. Very, very powerful message. Brother Hansen preached about look at him. Listen to him. And I caught up with Brother Hansen after the next day, that yesterday morning, he was walking by. I said, thank you so much for that. He had a point where he had us all pause, basically stop everything and just spend time in the presence of the Lord. And it was insanely powerful. It was tremendous. And God really ministered to me through that message. And so I talked to him. I said, thank you, Brother Hansen. He said, you know what? I said, it just went right along with all the messages, and it was just perfect. And he says, you know what? I just forgot. I got to go talk to Brother Stewart, because there were parts in my messages that I left out. I didn't have the time, but it was specifically talking about the death of Jesus and the cross of Calvary. And Brother Stewart, he says, I got to go. He like turned around and ran over. I got to go tell Brother Stewart that it's in my notes to talk about the cross. Well, Brother Stewart that evening preached through death to glory and talked about Jesus and the resurrection of the dead, amen, and how he did that. And so God has been building us up for this moment, and the word of God came forth today and shows us it's so easy for us to get distracted. What Pastor said is true. It's one thing to say, oh, I remember, but remembrance is more than just tying a string around your finger or doing some specific thing just to have it be done as a formality or tradition. Remembrance is true reflection and true absorption of what God wants to show us and what God wants to do in our lives and in our church. And so I'm so thankful that we're going to have probably more people here for that service than we've ever had before. And I don't know if you remember last year's service, but it was powerful. It was wonderful. And so it's going to be great. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for coming. Right before we're dismissed, can we lift up our hands, lift up our voices, and just love the Lord just for a moment more? God, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord. Let your glory, God, be in my life, Jesus. Lord, help me, God, to remember you, God. Help me, God, to, Lord, respond to you, reflect on you, God. Jesus, I thank you, Lord, God. Whatever you want to show my life, whatever you want to show my heart, God. Lord, that I truly would know it, God, that I truly would understand it, Lord Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord. It's not my will, Lord God, but yours be done, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Remember all of our services coming up. Amen. That kid service on the 12th, amen. How many brought kids to church with you this morning? Who brought children with you this morning? Raise your hand if you did. Now, if you know kids that you could bring, and what if we were to reserve these first three rows for those kids and let those kids sit in those first three rows? Because that's